Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Limitless Living Show. Chuck Anderson here. I'm your host. And this is the show where we like to share stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations, and then the takeaways from those stories that can help you to overcome the obstacles that you might be facing in whatever it is that you're doing and what journey you're on, so you can live a happier, more fulfilling life and get to the destination of your journey much easier and faster that you can than navigating all these obstacles, or even worse, coming across an obstacle, stopping and never realizing your dream. And and so this show is all about that. It's been a huge part of my life, and I will tell you that it's been a huge part of almost every guest I've had in the show. This very thing has impacted them, and this is no exception. So I'm very pleased to have Chris Pappias with me today. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chuck. I'm really happy to be here. It's great.
Awesome. Well, I know we have lots of really cool things to share, and not only do you have your transformational story, but you also help people with their transformation as well, which is great, and we'll talk about that. And I just think that it's so cool that when I think about it, people who have gone through their own story and their own journey often become coaches and book authors and get involved in some form of work where they want to now help other people on their journeys. And I just find it fascinating. And I just love hearing these stories. So Chris, very simply, I'm just going to say, what's your story?
What's my story? Well, first of all, I'm going to say that I completely agree with you that a lot of us who go through events in our life turn around and want to help others overcome as well. And the sad part is that so many of us wait until our backs are against the wall. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait. But people like me, we wait until we almost lose it all. And then we say, hey, wait a minute, folks, you don't have to do it the hard way. So my story is really simple. I spent 20 years in law enforcement. I was a police officer. I went into law enforcement because I wanted to make a difference in the world. I had experienced traumas of various sorts when I was a child and my youth. And I wanted to stand up to the bad guys. I wanted to hold bad guys accountable because of none of my bad guys had ever been held accountable. So I became a police officer, and it seemed like I was kind of good at what I was doing. Prosecutors would like to see my files on their desk. They told me that quite often. You know, I had the privilege of doing things like going into a burning building to find grandma that the family had left behind. I had a suicidal male on a bridge railing in the middle of the night. I was able to get him to hospital. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers had acknowledged my efforts to get impaired drivers off the road. So it all looked really good. But the truth is, it was just all a mask. And the truth is that on the inside, my soul was slowly dying. And it was interesting what you led into this with, because in my job, I so often had seen people whose lives were turned upside down, who rose up to the occasion. And I always thought, why did they wait? Why did they wait? Well, I waited. I was involved in an investigation one night. It ended up in a pursuit, and this pursuit ended up really badly for me. And I lost control of my vehicle in the conditions, and my vehicle, it was a very sort of violent crash, and my car remained in motion for quite some time. And I had the opportunity to think back on my life, and it was so sad to think of how many dreams I had abandoned, and how I was, at the end of the day, really unfulfilled. I was bored. I was lonely. I had lost my way. I'd forgotten my purpose, and I had lost my way. And I swore to myself, if I survived, I was going to turn my life around. Obviously, I survived. I had significant physical and the mental, emotional injuries that night. So it would be 15 months before I could go back to work. And I remember the day I went back to work. I remember it so clearly. I walked into the building, I walked into a locker room, I put on my uniform, I put on my gear, and I looked in the mirror. And my heart sank. And I'm going to get emotional again. And it sank because the person who was staring back at me was the same person who had been caught in that car that night 15 months ago. Nothing had changed. And I recommitted to the promise I made myself that I was going to turn my life around. And I thought of all these dreams that I had had. I was an adventurer at heart. And I had all these dreams of adventure that I always said no to. And the biggest one was to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. I first saw the mountain 1980, you know, 25 years previous. I saw this beautiful mountain. I was flying in Kenya domestically, saw the mountain. And I thought to myself, I wonder what the world looks like from up there. And I heard that it's possible to get to the summit. And I wondered, what if? And as soon as I thought, what if, all those little gremlins started nattering away at me. Who do you think you are? You could never do that. Are you crazy? Well, that dream was dusted off. And in October of 2006, I ended up at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. And I get shivers when I think about it, because I got to the top of the mountain and I looked around and I could breathe and I could see the world in all its beauty and its texture. And I, for the first time in my life, I saw life as an adventure full of possibilities. And when you finally make your dream a reality, it's amazing how you come out of it and go, well, I did that. What's next? And I had all these other adventures. I ended up going to Rwanda and seeing the mountain gorilla, beautiful, beautiful wild mountain gorillas. I trekked 150 kilometers across the Himalayas of Bhutan. Amazing experience. I went to Western Mongolia. I went to the Gobi Desert. I did all these things and they were amazing adventures. And I was privileged to experience each and every one of them. And I noticed that whenever I came home, it was an incredible anticlimax, and I would get really depressed and sad. And I was like, what is going on? And what's going on was I was doing things differently, but I wasn't being something different. I was still the same person. And I realized that the answer had to come from within. And that's when I started really looking in the mirror and doing the inner work. And started a journey. Unfortunately, I thought I had to do it all myself because, of course, asking for help was such a sign of weakness. So my journey was very long. I read a lot of books. I took courses. I took workshops. And I got a few nuggets here and there. But for the most part, I found those resources to be fluff because they all gave me permission to dream, but not one of them told me how. How do you turn this dream into your reality? And when I took a step back, I realized there were three things I had to do to get to the top of Kilimanjaro. I had to have a clear vision of what I wanted and why I wanted it. I had to debunk all those beliefs that told me, no, I can't. And I have to say, and I have to turn that around to, yes, I can. And I had to take action. Action. And I realized that those are the keys to success in life. I now had to create a vision of the life that I wanted that was based on my values and on my purpose. And my purpose became very clear to me, to make people feel seen, heard, and valued, that they matter and that their life matters. That's what I do in my business. That's what I do as a coach. That's how I live my life. That's how I make decisions. Life became very simple. It became fulfilling. And I realized that I had a message to help, that I had to get out there, that you don't have to blow up your life in order to get the life that you want. You get the vision, debunk the beliefs, and create a plan of action. You reverse engineer what you want so that all you do is you take baby steps. And slowly but surely, you just gain momentum. And before you know it, you've come such a long way, it gives you momentum to go the distance. And that's my message, is it's simple, three steps. Get clear on what you want. It amazes me that I didn't know what I want in life. But how many people I work with have no clue? They're successful, but they're not happy. They don't want to talk about the fact that they're not happy because they're successful. So what right do they have to be unhappy? And they can't even imagine what life could, how different life could be. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Wow. Amazing. Well, I love all of that. Like it just had all the elements of a great story. Like you've had this thing and then there's this turning point and there's all the things that you did afterwards and a decision, right? A decision. And then also a look back and the takeaways. And I love that you shared that. And we're going to reemphasize those in here in a moment, but I love all of that. And what I heard, and I love to just take a look at this for a moment, that moment where you decided to, you know, hey, I'm going to go and do all of these things, mm-hmm. right? Because there's a decision where you could have easily decided not to do those things and continue on the path you were on. And, you know, what was that decision like? Because I know for a lot of people, like things, an event will happen. And I believe that those events are happened to serve us in some way, even though they seem really negative at the time, but they're an opportunity to do something different. It could have even been at something we were asking for because, oh, I wish this or that or the other thing. And, you know, the universe doesn't necessarily care how it's done. It's like, your wish is my command. So I'm just wondering a little bit about that turning point and that decision to go in a different direction in your life. And what can we learn from that?
For me, it was the moment that I realized that I might die here and my life was not worth living. That was the part for me that I was no longer, that if I lived past this event, I was no longer willing to live up to the expectations of others and live life according to other people's rules. And I think looking back, what I now realize is our behavior is driven, like our beliefs give rise to emotions, to actions, to results. Our beliefs, the beliefs that drive our behavior, are set down in our subconscious by the time we're 4 or 5 years old. So think about it. Would you turn and give your keys to your car to a 5-year-old? I suspect you will say no, because you know what's going to happen. As long as we allow our subconscious beliefs that got set down, some people say in the wombs, you know, we know it's really early on. As long as we allow those subconscious beliefs to drive our behaviors, we're giving the keys to the car to a 5-year-old. We're allowing, I was allowing my 5-year-old who had already experienced trauma, who had a really dark view of the world and my role in it, to decide how I was going to live my life. And when I realized that, it was like, no. That for me was powerful.
I get chills when I hear you say that, because it reminds me of how I was also letting that 5-year-old who was scared to control the things I was doing in my life. And it was keeping me stuck at a certain place and doing certain things that weren't getting anywhere and completely unfulfilling. Mm-hmm. Took me down a career path that was, I thought was going to be exciting, but turned out to be really boring. But, you know, as a kid, when you make that decision, it seems exciting at the time. So I love, like, you know, this, it just reminds, your story just reminds me so much of that turning point for me. And if this could help inspire just one person listening today to take on their own turning point. Maybe you're at that crossroads right now. Maybe something, an event, and it could be a major thing. Sometimes it's a minor thing. They're just like little messages that come along, and usually it's aligned with something we've been asking for or been saying that we always wanted to do. And it's the universe's way of pushing us in a new direction.
Believe me, I got hints along the way, and I just wasn't listening. And the universe just kept going, you know, hitting a little harder, hitting a little harder. And finally it said, okay, enough, Chris. And there's two things that I want to say. First of all, if I had known at the start of my career in law enforcement what I know now, my career would have gone very differently, because I walked into that career with a lot of baggage. I was there to fight the bad guys, but I was there fighting from my wounds, not my scars. Scars is wisdom. You get wisdom from scars. But I was still really angry. If I had known what I know, so what I'm saying is, if things are not going well for you now, don't blow up your life. Take the little steps now, because you may find that all of a sudden you view your circumstances differently, that you show up differently, and the world responds to you differently. And the second thing is, when you think about it, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro really didn't change my life. It was an event. What it really was, though, is a pattern interrupt. It was the day I said, I switched from no, I can't to yes, I can, for that one thing. But once you get that pattern interrupt, you start asking, well, if I could do this, what else can I do? So it doesn't, you know, maybe it's, I don't know, learning how to play the piano or singing karaoke for the first time. It doesn't matter what it is. Something that you've wanted to do that you've never done, that has nothing to do with sort of your life, if you will. But it's that one thing that takes you out of your comfort zone. And that's the pattern interrupt. And all of a sudden, the world looks different.
Amazing. You know, we were saying this at the beginning of this episode, and I think, you know, in our previous chats, where I just find it fascinating how people, when they go through this, not just a transformational journey, but a journey of healing, like you were saying, like, you know, come from the place of the scars, not the wounds, right? And so many of us who have gone through a journey like that, and we, you know, wounds and scars come in many different forms.
Yes.
But it's fascinating to me how many people who are on a journey like that end up being coaches and authors and workshop leaders and just overall people who want to help other people live happier, more fulfilling lives, is how I always describe it to my audience. But I'd love to hear from you. Like, who is it that you find yourself working with? Who are you attracting into your world as clients, and that you're really able to help and to work with? Because I just love that you do this, and thank you, by the way, because I just, you know, we're aligned, and certainly aligned in that way. We both want people to succeed. So who are you serving? Who's coming into your world, and how are you helping them?
You know, it's women like me. They're intelligent. They're doing everything that they've been expected to do. They're high achievers, but that's got a negative side to it. The underbelly of high achievement is, I'm looking to other people to validate me. What I do validates me as a person. But when you don't know that, all you know is you're working. You have the success. Like, it looks good, but inside, you know, there's just something missing. You can't figure it out. Something isn't. And when you look ahead, all I was able to see looking to the future was more of the same. And I had a well-paying job. I owned my house, my car. I traveled, you know, I had no debt, and I was not happy. And I thought I was crazy. And I just could not make life work for me. And I couldn't express myself to people, because when you have it all and you try to express unhappiness to people, they don't get it, right? Because all they can see is the packaging. So I work with women. The greatest joy I get is women who they're go-getters. They want to succeed in life. They want to make their mark, and they're missing the mark. So, for example, I worked with one woman. It was phenomenal to see her. She was a successful person in C-suite in an a large organization. And she had a very responsible life at work, and she was very good at what she did. And when I talked to her, she was so driven by that little kid whose mother was an alcoholic, single mom, alcoholic, and who told her that she would never amount to anything. And although this woman was intelligent, society considered her successful, she had a dream. And she said no to that dream. And her dream was she wanted to be a consultant. She didn't want to be an employee anymore. She wanted to, you know, consult on her own terms, blah, blah, blah. But it was that voice, you're nothing, you'll never amount to anything, and a sense of obligation to this organization that had given her had made it possible for her to have this really good job. And we worked together, and I helped her connect with her purpose and her dream. And at the end of the day, she left the job, she became a consultant. For her, that kind of a change was relevant and has never looked back. Now has a successful consulting business. That to me is someone who is living their purpose, because the consultancy, that's the word, you know, is a reflection of her purpose. And she's doing work that she wants to do, she's driven to do. And when I see that, I know the people she's going to impact in her world. The ripple effect is amazing. And that's what someone who is an adventurer, who wants to take risk, but who wants somebody in their court cheering them on, letting them know they're not alone and they're entitled to their dream. I believe we have a birthright to feel alive and engaged in everything we do. And that means feeling alive and engaged in the good times and the bad. I do not give you instant pills. I do not believe in unicorns and rainbows. Sometimes life really sucks. But when you can be alive and engaged in those dark times, you don't lose hope, and you know there's going to be something on the other side. It gives you the strength to go through and not hold back and play small.
Wow. Amazing. I think that aligns really well, because I know we talked before and we have a free gift to share, you know, with our audience that you call Unlock Your Full Potential. Yep. And, you know, in hearing that story, I mean, that's essentially what you did with that client, is you helped them unlock that potential and take themselves on in a whole new way. And it's amazing. Like, when we're in it, it's not all that fun. And when we do unlock and we take on life in a new way, I mean, the possibilities are sometimes very even hard to imagine, because you don't even know what is available to you until you take those steps towards it. So I'm wondering if you talk a little bit about that gift. And we're going to put if you're listening, watching this on video, there's going to be a link just beneath this video. And if you're listening on podcast, there is a link inside the podcast show notes of whatever player you're listening on. And we have a link to Chris's free gift there. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
It's a guide. It's a guide where I talk about the three steps to unlocking your potential. Creating a vision. Jack Canfield, I mean, listen, if Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup of the Soul, says that the reason why most people don't have what they want in life is because they don't have a vision, you know, I mean, that gives, I think, some substance to what I'm saying. Have a vision. What do you want? And not just what do you think you should have? What does your heart tell you? What are your values and what is your purpose? Because when you have a vision that's built on your purpose and on your values, you are propelled forward. You don't have to push forward. You're propelled forward. You're energized. You wake up, imagine waking up every morning going, I get another crack at it. And the greatest thing about it is you never arrive, because every day you have a new opportunity to live that purpose. So it's a fantastic self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that's the right expression. And the next thing is, look at those beliefs. What are your beliefs? Are they true? Or is it simply somebody's opinion that God expressed at some point when you were a child that for whatever reason got locked in? If it's an opinion, doesn't mean it's right. It's just a story we've told ourselves over and over again. So identify those beliefs, challenge them. And the third thing is take action. When I got to the top of Kili that last morning, you know, the oxygen is now low. It's hard work. If I just focused on the summit that I could see in the distance, I might still be walking trying to get there. All I focused on, I'd look at my boots. And as long as the toe of one boot was ahead of the toe of the other boot, I knew I was still moving forward. That's all I focused on. And all of a sudden, I was at the summit. So those are the three things. And in that download, there's also a really easy assessment, a little quiz, whatever, exercise that'll start getting you thinking about what you want. You got to start somewhere, and it's the small steps. And the moment you hear the word in your thoughts, I shouldn't, or don't, or can't, you know that's somebody's opinion. I cannot do neurosurgery. That is a truth. I wouldn't want anyone to get on the table, right? Don't ever let me into an OR. But the truth is that there may be a medical school somewhere on this planet that would let me in and allow me to train to become a neurosurgeon. I would be in my 90s when I got there, but you never know. Dream big, feel it. What is it you want? And really, it's a question of what do you want to feel in life? How do you want to feel? And that's what the first step is. What can I do to feel that way? And it just, this download, it just gets you thinking, stirs the pot. And once you do that, I'm more than happy to talk. There's information there, how to get a hold of me. I'm happy to talk to anybody. My calendar is open. You just have to find the time.
There we go. Well, and yeah, take action, right? Take action. Go and get this free gift, because that actually, everything you just said there sounds amazing. And for anyone listening in that resonates what Chris and I are talking about here today, I highly recommend that you do. And again, that link is beneath the video or in the show notes for the podcast episode. Go get that gift. Read it. Take action. That's the first action. Read it. And then connect with Chris and let her have a conversation with you about what your next steps are. And look, you've just heard her for 27 minutes. right? Oh, amazing. And you get an idea of who she is and how she can help. And I wouldn't have had her on the show if I didn't truly believe that she was someone who was genuine and someone who can help, because that's my mission. That's my mission. And that is to connect the dots between the people who are amazing, like Chris, and the people who are also amazing and on a journey where they could use a little help. Yeah. And let's bring you together. So yeah, get the free gift, connect with Chris, and it will be time well spent. And do that. Email me back and let me know that you've done that, and I'll send you a free gift. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to be an action taker. So come back and email me. Tell me that you connected with Chris, and I've got something for you. So Chris, thank you so much for being an amazing guest. We talked longer than we wanted to, but you know what? Like, who are we to stop amazing content when it's being produced? So here we are. This has been great. So thank you so much. If we were to bring this episode to a close with just one final piece of advice or words of wisdom from you, what would you say?
It is never too late. Ever, ever too late. You could live the next 30 years in pain, or 1 minute knowing that you've taken control. And it's never too late. I saw it when I was at Kili. I was 53. Do the math quickly. Yes, 53. Yeah. It's never too late. And there's a reason why you have those dreams. There's a reason. It wasn't the mountain, it was something more than that. And go get your dreams, because your life will never, ever be the same. Takes one.
Amazing. And take action. I love that. Yeah. Make the decision and then go for it. And support is available. And Chris, you're an amazing place to get support with that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to our audience. Thank you. Keep moving forward towards your big dream. Keep dreaming. Don't let the obstacles stand in your way. Don't let them stop you. Don't let them help have you give up on what your big dream is, because there's help available. And reach out to Chris, download her free guide and connect with her and, you know, get that support, because that support is available. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, our audience. Keep being amazing. And until next time, this has been the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson and my amazing guest here, Chris Pappias. And I will see you here for a future episode real soon. Thank you.